My guests are Joyce Jowdy. She is the Community Engagement and Adult Program Coordinator at the East Bonnet County Library, and Yvonne Heitz. She is a licensed massage therapist and an Ayurvedic wellness consultant. She is also one of the presenters of the upcoming Natural Connections, which is an event at the library coming up this weekend on Saturday. And we'll be talking to her today about Ayurveda, Ayurvedic, things like that. So welcome, Joyce and Yvonne.
Thank you so much, Susie, for having us.
Thank you.
You bet. And, you know, it's always good to get a little background because we have new listeners all the time, Joyce. We've got a lot to talk about here, but why don't we start with you, Joyce, and your new position at the library as the Community Engagement and Adult Program Coordinator. I like to say that because it's a big title, but and you have a lot of things you're probably hoping to do. I don't know how long you've been doing it, but it's kind of a new position. And why don't you tell us how has the community responded to your outreach program to date and a little bit about what you your position is hoping to do and supports the library.
Thank you. Like, as Susie said, I'm relatively new. I just started essentially in June. So still filling out everything, but I'm making some great connections in the community. And one of the things I'm seeing is that people are really interested on learning tangible, hands-on kinds of things, practical stuff. So that's one of the things I'm reaching out and trying to get people to train us on those kinds of things. And you'll see some interesting surprises coming up. It's really about trying to bring the community together into the library and the library into the community and building some connections. And so that's what we're working on so far. And, you know.
There's some other aspects to your position also besides events and things like that. Is it adult education?
Well, there's the adult programming and the community engagement. And so for the community engagement, I've started reaching out to a few business owners to see what their needs are in terms of learning and lifelong exploration. And it's kind of interesting, some of the things that they've been telling me. In fact, you'll get a few surprises probably in November, or you might get to attend a live cooking show courtesy of a local business. So, you know, we're exploring what their needs and their interests are, as well as there's been folks like the Toastmasters who've been using the library as their home base for years, and we're talking to them about maybe doing something interesting. So we're working on lots of different avenues and seeing what people want for their community, for their families, for themselves, and how the library can collaborate to make it all happen.
Sounds like you're paying attention and reading the community as best you can by reaching out and inquiring and things like that to sort of form the next steps as you move forward.
Absolutely. It's really about listening, meeting people, and making connections between things that people don't often think of having commonalities to create something. And that's partly what we're doing with this Natural Connections that you mentioned, is bringing together different facets of the community who maybe don't see themselves as having anything in common, but really they do, either in what they want to offer and share the community, because we got so many people, so much expertise here, or whether it's something they want to learn and explore for themselves.
So how you've had one natural, this is the second one coming up on Saturday. You did the first one in early September. No.
August 5th, the first Saturday of the month. Yes.
So far, long ago. So how did that go and what was the response by participants?
It went really well. One thing you learn quickly on a job is, oh, wow, people can only be in one place at a time. It turned out that was the Long Bridge Swim which we didn't know. So our first programmer didn't have quite as many as expected, but it was very successful. And then and that was Brita Leader with her book. And we went through movement and journaling. And then the next one was a nice talk about health and your identity. And we made herbal tinctures. And people really enjoyed that, you know, playing with the herbs and figuring out how to get that sort of thing. So it was really well attended. And I thought a great start for something brand new.
Absolutely. And what a perfect place for things like this to happen. The library.
Yeah, and it was out in the garden at the library, and I know many people aren't familiar, but it's there, and it's for the community, and that is where we're going to hold this week's as well. Weather holding out for us, which I'm sure it will.
I think it is scheduled to anyways.
Good.
So, and if anyone hasn't been by the library garden, it's just beautiful. And I think Mike Bauer started that thought process for the library. He moved to Michigan. He was one of KRFY's very favorite broadcasters. And he's still sending us a show, by the way, from Michigan.
Yeah, well, Anna is now the person that's taking care of it. She's the seed librarian and seed-saving librarian and also the coordinator for the garden. And she's actually going to be in our lineup. She's going to do that at our 1 o'clock slot on Saturday. She's going to do seed-saving and harvesting.
Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
Because that each subject, and it's pretty cool because you have three presenters for the Saturday, September 23rd Natural Connections. But when you're talking about people in our community that have expertise, I want to switch over to Yvonne Heights. And you're an expert in, you tell us, Yvonne, because you're one of the presenters. You're the first one at 10 a.m.
Sure. Well, I'm an expert in Ayurveda. It has been a love of mine for a very long time. I found it in my early 20s. And I started going to school, when I was 21 years old, I started attending school to become an Ayurvedic practitioner. And little did I know, well, I got pregnant and it kind of got stalled. But I wouldn't say it got stalled because in the process of raising kids, I got to really put to work my knowledge of Ayurveda, and I continued studying. And although I wasn't able to finish at that time, I was able to find incredible people to study with for multiple years that helped me fine-tune those skills with my family. I have four children, so all of them have been raised on Ayurveda, and we've used that as our method of health care for my whole family. They're all very healthy and intelligent young men. But anyways, back to what we'll be presenting about.
Yeah, well, when we use the word Ayurveda, I know I'm saying that a little bit with a ending there, but I'm sure that at the workshop on Saturday, you're going to tell everyone and explain what that means and how it works to balance our lives with nature. But why don't you just here right now, just tell us a little encapsulated picture of Ayurvedic.
I would love to. So the word Ayurveda is actually broken into two parts, Ayur and Veda. And Ayur means life, and Veda means wisdom, knowledge, or science. This is a Sanskrit word. So when we put that together, we get the science of life. Now, this science was started, you know, scholars debate, but somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 years ago. So there has been a long time, you know, to add things, to make it better, to make sure it's working, to test things out. And if we look at Ayurveda, it's really kind of like this big analogy that describes nature. Because Ayurveda is a reflection of nature. We are all a part of nature. And everything around us is a part of nature. So through this science, it helps us understand, well, we break it down into the 20 qualities. And these qualities or like if something's hot or cold, or if it's oily or dry, or if it's dull or sharp. There's different ways to describe everything around us in nature. But that's not all we use. We also use the five elements. So that would be space, air, fire, water, and earth. And we see that those elements make up all of the physical world around us. And they have these qualities, these 20 qualities about them. And then we have three dynamic energies. And with these dynamic energies combined with the elements and the qualities, we describe nature and we describe how to heal through nature.
It sounds like understanding that helps you find a balance in your own life because everyone's individual. But it came from India, is my understanding.
I mean, right now, India is the country that practices Ayurveda the most. Right. I would say probably maybe half the people in India you know, turn to Ayurvedic medicine as their prime medicine. But it really started even before India was a country. You know, it started in the Indus Valley and migrated out of the Indus Valley down into India and was joined by other cultures that added other aspects like pulse diagnosis and herbs with...
And science. That now a deep study into science and when you talk about the different oils that people can use. It's really looking at balancing that and finding harmony in our lives at all times. When you think of Ayurveda as a method of, you know, working with the body for health, You also have things that come to mind like acupuncture and what else? Homeopathy.
Absolutely. Those are all wonderful ways to work with
nature. Yeah, one of the things they all have in common is they're more of a holistic methodology where they take into account your mind, your body, your spirit, your mental health, you know, all aspects as well as the environment you're living in and how that can influence us. And that's, you know, I think one of the main things that it's accessible for all of us. And I think sometimes people get scared away by the word, you know, when it seems like it's such a big complex concept, when really it is really our natural connection to nature and within our own bodies.
Right. Mm-hmm. When someone is an Ayurvedic wellness counselor, and they're working with an individual, and this is a real quick answer or a quick thought anyways, you're looking at harmony with nature and enhancing well-being. You're looking at the individual differently than just a chemical look at blood work, things that the doctors here, the normal, well, there's a name for them. I can't think of it right now.
Yeah. But, well, we see everything as being related. We don't like have these, you know, sciences where you only look at the eyes. And then you have a doctor that maybe only looks at the liver, you know, but they don't. Maybe the eyes and the liver are connected. So Ayurveda is exploring those different connections. So you can see how one food or something might affect all these different systems in the body or an herb or an environmental condition.
So each individual is different and you're trying to find the different foods and spices that affect the mind, body, mood, and health. I'm reading this.
Yes.
how do you look at a person, your person that you're working with? You're looking at, are they hot? Are they cold? Are they
absolutely
taste that they have hot, sweet, spicy effects?
Yeah, what taste they even like will give us more information about who they are. But we're also going to look, are they a predominant air type? Are they a predominant water type? Are they a predominant earth or fire type?
The five elements.
Yes, the five elements, as well as what doshas and energies. And we look at that whole picture. I'm really hoping that I can really give some practical information and really explain to people how the system works so they can apply it to their own life without just having to look up all these lists or live off of lists.
Or at least get inspired enough to go further, maybe.
Absolutely.
So, well, thank you for that overview of Ayurveda. I've known a little bit about that in the past, but it's always good to learn more. So let's get into what's going on at the library this Saturday. Joyce, do you want to just say how you came about this? And then we'll explain the three parts. And Yvonne, you're here for the Ayurvedic part.
So Natural Connections is a program event we're aspiring to held monthly at the library. 10 to 4, an all-day event, predominantly on Saturdays. And it'll start on the 23rd this week at 10 a.m. with Yvonne, who you've just heard a little bit about. And then at the tail end of hers, we'll also eat lunch. You guys will remember Sandpoint Curry. Well, Pete's going to be providing some food for those first 25 participants so that we get to learn through our taste buds and our other senses, of course, what Yvonne has just taught us. And then starting at 1, Anna, who I already mentioned, is in charge of the garden. She's going to do seed saving and harvesting, and we're going to do a hands-on. So you'll get to shake with the screens, and then she will, and you'll even get to take seeds home with you. So you'll be ready for next year's.
And that's Ann Hebard, and she's in charge of the library garden.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Anna Haber, yep.
Haber.
And then at 2, Nina Ekberg, who is a horticulturist, certified arborist, retired extension agent, and she's currently living in Coeur d'Alene, is going to come up here and teach us about putting your garden to bed. It's that time of the year that, you know, all the fruits and vegetables are coming to pass. And she's going to walk you through that. And once again, that'll be hands-on. And she also has told me that it's really important to learn how to take care of your tools. And so she's going to be bringing tools and showing you about that and also sharing about composting made easy, because that'll help you with your gardening come springtime. And that's what she's all about. She's about making things easy for nature to take its course. And that'll be at 2. And so those last two programs will be all hands-on, and you can either come for the whole day, because obviously you're getting lunch too, or just the program that interests you most.
Well, when I'm looking at, just backing up to the last one with Nina Ekberg, I know that, I'm sure she'll cover the fact that how do we leave enough for the natural native pollinators to have places to hang out in the wintertime so that they have food and shelter when spring comes.
Absolutely. And she'll even, she was sharing with me and Anna, she took a little tour with us the other day, and she was saying, well, and you don't want to cut things down too low because you want there for the something for the snow on. And, you know, she went into this whole little process. So it'll be really interesting. And she's really easy to talk to and ask questions of. And she's really counting on people bringing her their questions and responding to that. So please feel free to come out, even if you don't know much about it, or even if you're an old hand at it. Because she loves to learn new things, too, she told me.
And I'm wondering what your goal is. Well, let's just ask you, Yvonne, about your goal. What do you hope people, and you kind of alluded to this when we were talking about Ayurvedic in the first place, but what do you hope people come away with, understanding, feeling, inspiration?
I'd really like people to come away with a better understanding of their digestive system from the Ayurvedic perspective. We're going to be, after we go over the basics, we're going to be delving into the digestive system, the three different stages, and how the different spices and food affect that, and also how people have different strengths in their digestive power, and to learn what type of digestive strength do you have? Is it variable? Is it really hot? Is it a little weak? So that you can know how you can help yourself start to feel better. We will be including some recipes. So you will go home with some recipes as well as some spices. And the spices will be including like their healing qualities. So you know when you put them in your food, what you're doing. And you can understand the pharmacy that exists in your kitchen.
Well, we've all heard how turmeric, but it's an ancient spice from India. It's part of a curry, but it's now incredibly medicinal, we're finding out.
Absolutely. Science is proving all of these ancient works. And yes, turmeric is one of the spices we'll be discussing in detail.
Another thing on digestion is it changes.
Absolutely.
You know, and watching that and what we put into our bodies. You know,
well, so, it changes that way. And also the seasons affect our digestion. Sure. It's different in different seasons.
Sure. The kind of food that we're eating at different times of the year. So it sounds like harmony, balance, inspiration, and understanding.
Yes.
That's how we would describe the first session. And Joyce, what do you overall, well, you've kind of mentioned it already, but that it makes a connection in our community. It brings people together. But anything else?
Well, one thing is I really want it to be about sharing and people coming together and sharing their expertise. So one of the things I throw out to your listeners is if you have any ideas for October's Natural Connections, I'd really appreciate it. I have to admit, everybody I reached out for, the timing isn't right. So I'm looking for help with October 28th. So if you have a service to offer, or want to explore, or a topic you would like me to try to take on, please don't hesitate to call me about that or about this program. I can be reached at the library at 208-263-6930. That's extension 1103. So basically, just call the Sandpoint Library and ask for extension 1103. And my name again is Joyce Jowdy. And also, if you go online to the website, which is www.ebonnerlibrary.org, and go to the event page, you can get a lot more details about these programs as well as some upcoming ones that maybe if there's time.
Let's talk about
okay,
open sewing. That's intriguing. So just to finish up on Natural Connections, it's the second in its event. It's the September event. It will be your second one, but you're looking for ideas. Give us a little picture of what kind of ideas are you looking for?
Well, anything hands-on, anything. One of the things with Natural Connections is supposed to utilize all different kinds of modalities in our thinking of it.
So movement.
Movement, music, what have you. So as a little teaser, I've got November figured out, and we're going to be making pemmican. So, okay. You know, that's a skill and very useful and ancient tradition. Sure. That helped keep Carrie Lee alive on the Alone show when she was out there in the wilderness.
Right.
And then we're also working with an author who has music involved in her book. And we're going to be partnering with the Suzuki Strings Academy and doing something interesting. And another art event. So anything that you can think of really falls into natural connections. Connections with nature, within ourselves, within our community, community to community. So the sky's the limit, guys.
So if you have an idea, all of a sudden when you were talking, I thought about five things, but I'll tell you later. but if you have an idea, folks, and you're listening to this, you can call Joyce Jowdy. She's the coordinator for the Natural Connections, and that's 208-263-6930, extension 1103. And there's other things going on at the library.
So we got 4 sewing machines, guys. Oh. And so what we've offered so far is open sewing. And we stopped it, and then we got a lot of interest again. So now the first Monday of every month, starting October 2nd, we had one yesterday, and I wasn't working, so hopefully they went well. But the next one will be October 2nd, 2 to 4, and then the first Monday after that, you can either come in and use one of those 4 sewing machines to work on your own project, or you can bring your own sewing machine if you'd like. And that way, it's an opportunity to sew in community and have access to some of our staff who are very experienced sewers. So if you need some help. And then, because it was expressed as an interest, on October 21st, we're starting the first class where you're going to be introduced into using a machine and what's involved, as well as some hand techniques. And then each month after that, we're going to be doing a sewing class. And with different topics. And we hope, if there's interest in January, maybe to start a series with a whole project where you take something from beginning to end. So we're hoping that, you know, library is not just about books. It's about learning and discovery. And what better ways than with a sewing machine in front of you?
I mean, we used to have home ec. And I remember the first thing I made in 4-H, actually, sewing 4-H, was an apron. How to make gathers, right?
Uh-huh.
A lot of different things. And a waistband. Woo-hoo.
We've had a lot of requests for mending.
Oh, yeah. That's what we still do. So there's an open sewing. The next one is October 2nd.
Yep.
From 2 to 4 p.m. Bring your sewing machine. There might be some available, but there's experienced staff to help you with a beginning or intermediate project.
And we do recommend you register for that one because we only do have the 4 sewing machines, but it's not required, but it is recommended.
So where would you go to register?
On to our website on the event page.
All right. And that website is?
ebonnerlibrary.org.
There you go, folks. ebonnerlibrary.org. And anything else, Yvonne, that you'd like to say that, you know, inspire people about Ayurvedic or... the class that you're offering on this Saturday, September 23rd.
One thing I'd really like to make clear is, you know, this class is available to everybody. You know, even teenagers and stuff can get stuff out of this class. And there is no religion. There is no bias. It's just explaining these different analogies to nature that can help us be healthier.
Okay, I'm just reading something on the flyer. It says, you are not what you eat, you are what you digest.
Correct, and we will be talking about digestion so much and understanding what signs your body gives off if it isn't actually digesting correctly.
Right.
And so it can build healthy tissues.
How that gut biome, as they call it, affects your mental, everything.
Absolutely. We'll be getting into the mental, emotional, other things.
Sounds interesting. So that's the first of the 3 offerings on Natural Connections this Saturday, September 23rd. Anything else you'd like to say, Joyce?
One last shout out. I'm sure people might have already heard, but the 100,000 Poets for Change event is happening on September 30th, and the library will be present there, and we're helping support from the sidelines. It'll be at the Peace Garden at the First Presbyterian Church, 1 to 3. And so that's an awesome opportunity. You can share your own creative words or music, or if you want to read somebody else's. But it's happening worldwide, 100,000 Poets for Change, and a very positive messages. So we encourage you to support each other, show up, and be out there for that as addition to these other events at the library, because we are expanding. That's one of the community engagement is also going out in the community for some events.
Right. Coordinating together. And that is 10,000
100,000.
100,000.
Poets for Change.
Poets for Change. That will be September 30th at the Peace Garden at the First Presbyterian Church.
Right. And that's put on by Lost Horse Press and the Bonner Human Rights Council.
Task Force,
right. Sorry.
And that's at the corner of, it's on 4th Street.
Yes.
To the north of Cedar.
That is correct. Okay. I had to think there for a second. I had a picture driving.
I know. Well, Yvonne Heitz, thank you for coming in. Master Ayurvedic practitioner.
Well, it was a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Joyce Jowdy, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see you all out there this Saturday at Natural Connections in the library garden. And if it is bad weather, we'll be inside. So still come on out, please.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining us, gals.